Paul?
I just want to say that the tone of the discussion to me seems that in the ER-positive patients, we haven't really measured the full impact of endocrine therapy yet. It's an evolving thing. And it sounds like we are able to extract away chemotherapy. We're in a subtraction mode of chemotherapy in the HER2-negative. And in HER2-positive patients, it sounds like trastuzumab is the key and we can extract away chemo from there. And I just don't know about others, but I feel unsettled whether you've actually got at the question that I'd like to have answered, which we address every week in our board, is how many people in an ER-positive, node-positive setting are willing to give just abbreviated chemo like AC with endocrine therapy, or does everybody give taxane in addition to AC?